This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Most of you are familiar with Jim Baker. I have had him on my podcast several times. And every time I'm on his program, I will usually use small excerpts of some of the programs to share with my listeners. You probably know a lot about Jim, but did you know that while he was in federal prison, he was able to help some of his fellow prisoners with their addictions, especially with smoking? He developed a program with a medical doctor who is a cellmate of his named Dr. Tom Hoshauer, who has been out for a long time now, and Jim invited him to be on the program the same day I was, because Jim had the idea to do a book on this, and the program was very successful. I thought it was a very interesting story, and that's why I wanted to share it with you on the Strang Report today. So here is that clip from the Jim Baker Show, which you can also see online on the Jim Baker Show website if you're interested in seeing the entire program. Here's my interview.
I'm excited about it. And this book is what happened. One of the networks ran a two-hour, was it, special on me, they said. I didn't see it, so, but I thought, it's time I let you see what my story is. Yeah. And so this is my story. And in this book, we have as guest today a man who I was in prison with. He was one of my cellmates. We had four people in cell with us, right, Tom? This is Dr. Tom Hoshauer. Would you welcome? Yesterday.
And boy, did they tell the story.
The first time I got to meet you again, Tom, after 30 years, basically, we've been out of prison.
It's been 30 years.
My goodness.
And who was one of our cellmates? Do you name a cellmate we had?
Lyndon LaRouche was one of our cellmates, a very interesting genius who ran for president 8 times.
That's Lyndon LaRouche. Have you anybody heard of Lyndon LaRouche?
Oh yeah,
he ran for president time after that. He was in prison with me, and I want to tell you something. If we ever did a movie, it would be the craziest movie ever, wasn't it?
Oh,
what about our, what day was it of the week, our round table?
Tuesday evenings, we would have a roundtable discussion with basically geniuses in the prison community.
There were
mayors.
Yeah, don't say their names because some of them they might get after us.
But mayors,
mayors of cities,
physicians,
billionaire bankers,
inside traders,
and Lyndon LaRouche, one of the great brains, whether you liked him or not, the miracles that God performed in our prison.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hoshauer is one of the miracles.
Yes.
And Dr. Westrick, who has, I believe, gone to be with the Lord, she should have a bronze statue, Steve,
and her should be.
In fact, I would put one out here at Morningside of her, because she with God's help, saved my life.
And who was Dr. Westrick? So
she was the head of the hospital-like or unit?
The mental health unit there at the facility.
At the facility.
She was a psychiatrist.
And she and her husband were connected with...
Mayo Clinic.
Where?
Mayo Clinic.
The great Mayo Clinic.
Certainly were.
And so she... Boy, this is going to be rough fast. But I thought, and I till this day, I think she really loved me. And I don't mean a romantic person. She was a much older person than I was. And
she was a guardian angel for us.
She told the warden, after I got out of prison, she told me the secret. So inmates are pieces of you-know-what. They're not human beings. And she told the warden, she said, Jim Baker has fallen from a big height, and he needs dignity. He needs to have reason to live. He needs to be able to, you know, this is just from her. And so she asked me and Tom, I hate to call you Tom, doctor, but we
go back a ways, Jim.
Several years, we were in a cell together with two other guys. And there we are in prison. You look younger there, Doc.
You look the same, Jim.
Yeah. That's all my hair, too, and it was black. Oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this show or not.
You can do it. We've gone through worse.
But I don't live there anymore.
Boy, that's true.
I don't live there. And I met you for the first time in 30 years from the prison yesterday. And we had dinner here. Steve was there. Steve's the historian. He's involved with the great moments in my life. And he's always been. Always been. And we were on the cover of your magazine. Several times. Recently, though, with a up-to-date story.
That's right.
And you met Tom, and you saw us last night when we met. For the first time in 30 years.
Well, you told me about this program that you developed in prison, which we haven't really talked about. It was to help the inmates quit smoking. And the principles apply to really any addiction, not just nicotine.
Yeah, it's all about...
And so, you know, you'd mentioned this to me, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. So really, you know, I mean, this is kind of behind-the-scenes things, but we got together to say, is there a market for a book like this? And how would you do it with two authors? And so you said, you come out to Morningside, and I'll get Dr. Hoshauer to come out, and we'll sit and talk business. And so that's what we did. But I didn't really realize it would be a reunion that you guys, I thought that you had some interaction with each other after all these years.
My life is doing the show and raising a bunch of kids, and
it's work.
Yeah. It's always taking care of business.
Right.
That's what I do. I we're just catching up now, and you may not write a book. We would write the book. I have a volume, a box this big. It's basically one of the file boxes which you'd see for files, and of this class that we taught, and we're going to get into that. But if people watching really would buy a book like that, because you have to sell books. You can't print them without making enough money to pay for the printing. It's how to stop smoking. And
or overcome any addiction, because there are so many addictions nowadays.
Yes, right.
I mean, people are addicted to everything from gambling.
One of your besetting sins was drugs, wasn't it, at one time in your life?
I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, yes.
How long have you been drug-free or alcohol-free?
17 years.
17 years. And so he knows what it did. It put him in prison, that habit. And so Dr. Westrick asked him and me, and I don't know why. I don't know why she picked us both. Do you know why, doctor? Did she ever tell you?
She was so intelligent. She knew that your background and my background could probably provide a magic. But what's the probability with 2 million people being in prison for the two guys to be in the same room to teach a course like this? I mean, it was like hard to believe that they could find two people that, and we got along well anyway, so she knew that we could probably do that well.
So here we were, and then she would give us a room at the hospital building on the campus. I call it campus. I didn't call it a prison. I always say we're on the campus.
Sounds better.
Yeah. And we had, like, Linda LaRouche, and I got so many stories I can tell you about Linda LaRouche. He was my cellmate.
So Tom was your cellmate.
These were characters that only Hollywood could put together, or God. I mean, they were just unbelievable.
So you have to paint the picture, because I'm trying to paint the picture in my head. So you guys are in, you're in a cell.
Yes.
And you have bunk beds?
Yes.
Is that how it is?
Yes.
So
I was in a top bunk, and Linda LaRouche is below me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's the
Tom
four
was over,
brilliant
you
men.
You were in lower bunk, right?
Yeah, lower bunk, right across from you.
I don't know who was above you. Do you remember?
Some guy that ate a lot of popcorn.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in prison, sometimes people come and go.
Since we recorded this program, we have decided the best strategy is actually to do a video. And Jim Baker tells me that he's going to do one live there at Morningside in Southern Missouri. He and Dr. Hoshauer will actually teach the seminar and videotape it and make it available through their ministry. I actually suggested this because it was so fascinating to see them together and see the interplay of personalities. And I think that that is very important in sharing this. It's something that's very hard to do in a book. So I'm not sure when they're going to do it. It's entirely through their ministry. We won't decide until much later if we need to do a book on the subject as well. But if you're interested in finding out about this video, just contact the Jim Baker Show there in Branson, Missouri, somehow through their website, and let them know of your interest in this. Meanwhile, if you know people who might be interested in this podcast, be sure to share it with them and tune in again for the next edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.